They're still negotiating. They're still in meetings, working on the final articles in the draft agreement.
I understand there are various technical committees reviewing the remaining areas. Exactly what are these technical committees discussing?
The draft document had 11 articles. 8 have been discussed, agreed, and signed. 3 are still being discussed. And that is what the committees are looking at, to make sure that they piece it up together and we have the final document.
Do you know when a final agreement is likely to be signed?
No idea yet, but there is hope because the discussions have been going on very well. The delegations are all here. The leader of M23 is here. The DRC government is here. So there is hope that despite the fighting, there is an agreement in the making.
Now, the FARDC have made significant gains in the east of the Congo. How does that change the negotiations?
Well, the process hasn't changed at all because the delegations have been here even during the fighting. But also, we have appealed to both parties to stop the fighting and ensure that they commit to the peace process and the dialogue. And we see the results now because they're talking, they are agreeing. So the fighting has not affected the peace talks yet.
Because you would think that given the weaker position militarily of the M23, that they would have to make concessions on their negotiating position.
Well, all the agreement articles are being discussed in the spirit of compromise. So there can't be any such situation as a loser and a winner. This is going to be a win-win situation, and that is what the mediation is working towards.
Because you would think that the M23 are under more pressure now to reach an agreement than previously, given the status of the fighting.
No, there is no pressure, because most of the articles actually were agreed upon before the fighting. All the delegations are calm, and they understand they have to compromise. And so the spirit that we are working on this document is a spirit of win, win, win.
Is there anything that I've missed out? Anything that you think is important to add for our listeners, sir?
I think it's important that we keep hope alive. Everyone is committed, and we think that we can only get out of the crisis in Eastern DRC through a democratic process and through a political dialogue, and this is what we would like everybody to focus on.